BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
We were in for Grimmy this morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, so this is the early Scott Mills Daily. Radio 4 are still telling people to use emojis. Claire Boarding comes in to chat all things Wimbledon and shopping trolleys. There's a lesser-spotted celebrity who has finally been seen. And Professor Green and Millie McIntosh have a live on-air domestic. Scott Mills, Radio 1. Good morning. How are you? It's Scott Mills here. Yay, it's Friday. You all right, Chris?
Good morning. You all right?
Yes, I'm good. Thank you, Adele. Have you had a shower this morning?
Honestly, no.
Good.
No.
Just keeping up with the breakfast tradition. Every time we do the show, Chris does not wash.
Well, it's no need. I don't know why it offends you so much.
What do you mean there's no need to wash?
I just mean it's something that can be done later in the day. We've got a full 24 hours to deal with the shower point. I'll do it later. It will happen at some point. I don't know why you care.
You're not going to Glastonbury, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so neither am I. I'm saying, and let me know if you're in on this on 81199, I'm saying that all of us, in honour of Glastonbury, even though we're not going, just don't wash.
Right, to pay homage to everyone going to the festival? What do you mean?
No, just don't wash.
Just don't wash.
I mean, you can maybe have a gentleman's wash, which...
okay, right.
You know what I mean, in the sink.
Right.
But, like, no actual showering and no, like, application of deodorant.
So to make it feel like we're all one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like, you know, most people listening won't be going to Glastonbury.
But they could wash if they wanted to.
So let me know if you're up for not washing for Glastonbury. I'm talking right the way through to Monday. Like, absolutely nothing at all.
This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Grimmy's off today and Monday and Tuesday, so it's us. Hello.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, it's Scott here, in for Grimmy, who's off to Glastonbury today. We're talking about this on our afternoon show yesterday. Apparently, he's going on a fun bus with, is it Alexa Chung?
I believe she's the one organising it, yeah. She's like the Brendan from Coach Trip, if you will.
She is. Hi, loves, come aboard. So, Alexa Chung, who else? Okay, here's a good game. Who else is going to be? It's a 15-seater bus to Glastonbury.
Celebrity only.
Who else is going to be on it? I'm saying Kate Moss.
Yes.
I'm
Douglas Booth.
Douglas Booth will definitely be on it. also, Makita Oliver. Anybody?
Yes, yes, great shout.
And also, any others?
We'll shout them out.
Lily Allen.
Rita Ora. Do we think she'll be on a separate transport?
Oh, okay,
no,
interesting.
No, I'm just saying.
There is a fun bus leaving the London area today with Grimmy, all of Grimmy's mates, basically. And Alexa Chung is the Brendan from Coach Trip of this operation. I mean, hired a 15-seater.
How does that work? When they stop at services, I mean, that's a wonderful sight, isn't it? The minibus pulls up, they all get out. You know when you're slightly wobbly when you get out of a bus as well?
Yes. I'm imagining that they'll stop in Stonehenge for a Scotch egg and then off they go.
Yeah.
Also on today's show, we have got Claire Boarding coming by about 8 o'clock to chat to us about Wimbledon. And obviously everyone knows what Wimbledon is, but, like, I don't really know that much about it, and I'm keen to know more. So Claire Boarding will guide us through. As I was saying on Adele's show earlier, you have about 10 minutes to impress Boarding. Well, I'd say less, maybe 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think you're off, well, and she loses interest.
You see, for me, she's like royalty, and I just worry that I'm not. Do you know what I mean? I'm really not.
I'm quite lucky in that a couple of nights ago, got to meet her.
Yeah. You're fine.
I know, I'm really pleased that I did.
You'll have a great conversation.
Otherwise, I'd be feeling the same as you right now. But I did feel the need to impress, and I think that I passed the test. But let's see if you do later on, because Boarding's coming in about 8 o'clock.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Wonder how Grim's tan is looking this morning. We had him in on Innuendo Bingo yesterday on our normal show, and it was pretty dark shade.
I wanted, like, weekend in south of France.
Yeah,
This is, like, full-on 10 days Barbados.
In an oven.
yeah. Inside an oven.
Is this one of these things that's it's going to keep developing?
I don't know.
No, it can't develop anymore.
No.
Look.
It really can't. I just had to get nail varnish remover as hand wash.
Oh,
so just try and take the edge off a bit.
Please don't try.
It was
that
a bit Chloe
home.
Mafia this morning.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm trying to reduce it a bit. Any tips, please let me know. Yeah. How do you get rid of it?
It'll just wash off. Do you know, like, when he played Inuna Bingo and you sprayed him proper in the face?
Yeah.
You could see it getting paler and paler.
I've just had to Google Chloe Mafia as well, because I wasn't sure. I sort of laughed along at the time, but I wasn't too sure.
It's one of them, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, Chloe
funny.
Mafia. Oh, hilarious. Who?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yeah, it's Friday. It's Radio 1. It's time to wake yourself up. Get up. You ready, Chris?
I am so ready.
So ready. I'm not feeling properly awake yet. I think this might help. Duke Dumont coming up and Justin Timberlake.
Get up! Simon said he could get up. Throw your hands in the sky. Queens is in the back sipping yak, y'all. What's up? Ladies, looking hot and pretty.
Yes. Okay, right. First up today is Joe in Wharton-on-Thames. I've just said goodbye to my fiancé the last time before we get married tomorrow. I'm feeling a bit sad. You're going to see them tomorrow? Anyway, can I have Kelly Clarkson to wake me up, please? And then I've got to do my last wedding bit. Woohoo!
Kelly Clarkson says, wake yourself up!
Wow. She's got a good set of lungs. Mark and Inverness has been on. I need a loud, motivational wake-up this morning, please, Mills. I know loud and motivational. Where are you?
No.
Oh, Miss Piggy.
Hello. Oh. Hello. It's Miss Piggy. Kissy, kissy, time to wake up.
The awkward moment I thought you were pointing at me to do my best Delia impression.
And then I just played Miss Piggy, yeah.
Oh, that was my moment to shine.
I'm so sorry. Mark and Inverness, hope that suited you. Please, says Kurt from Swansea, can I get woken up by Chris trying to do a Welsh accent? Now, as you know, on our normal afternoon show, you doing accents is everyone's favourite thing. So think about it. Think Welsh. Think about it.
Just
Welsh.
Just set me in the right tone.
Hello, I'm Chris. Good morning.
Okay. You roll your R's, don't you?
No, you can do. Oh, what's occurred in? All right?
All right.
Like that. Yeah? Like,
all right.
How's it going, Chris?
Okay.
All right?
Come on. All right, Kurt. Good morning to you. I'm Christopher. Yes.
And you think that was a success, don't you?
That was quite good for me.
Sure. There we are. That was a Welsh accent there, everyone, in case you didn't know. Can I be woken up by you, please, says Mike. I've got a long day at work and I'm ill and I'm 25 today. Thank you. Love you. Bye. Wake up! Mike there. Hope that was all right. And we've got Beth. Good morning, Beth, in Morpeth, which for the, if you didn't know, it's in Northumberland. She says, hi, Chris. Hi, Scott. Can I be woken up by anyone clever? I've got a dental therapy exam this morning, and I need a bit of inspiration. Aren't you going to the dentist today?
I'm going to the dentist. First time in about 5 years.
Oh,
it's going to be grim.
You're going to need all the work.
Mills, I'm absolutely dreading it.
Well, yeah, you would be, because like 5 years is a long time to not go, and they will tell you off.
I just kept putting it off. You know, it was one of those that I kept saying, "Oh, I'll do it next week. I'll do it next week," and it's now 5 years later. I'm gonna be in so much trouble.
Yeah, you are. They hate it. They get really angry.
I'm gonna
if you
get
haven't
so
been.
Told off.
You will, yeah. Anyway, good luck with your dental therapy exam this morning, Beth in Morpeth. Someone clever. I think this should do.
I'm Russell Brand. Get up.
Clever, Russell Brand. Yes,
I think it does the job.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I heard Grim talking about this a little bit yesterday. Radio 4 have suddenly cottoned on to the fact that there are emojis. Here's John Humphreys off of the Today programme and also off of Mastermind.
Emojis, those smiley or frowny or whatever faces and symbols that some people find intensely irritating.
I'm really scared by him.
Why does he say it like that? Emojis.
Emojis.
I'm really scared of him. Are you?
That's just because he's well clever.
Who are you more scared of, please? Claire Balding or John Humphreys?
Oh, it's a tricky one.
I'm saying John.
Here's the thing with Claire Balding. My only concerns with her is that I just think she's a no-nonsense woman.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I worry that I'm going to say something, she's just going to look at me and go, what are you doing here?
You'll get like a Claire Balding death stare and she's like, why do you work at the BBC?
She strikes me as ruthless.
Yeah, and the thing is that then she will only talk to me and you'll get completely cut out of the equation.
Oh, it's my worst nightmare because I really like her.
So keep listening. That's coming up at 8 o'clock this morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Anyway, John goes on to explain what they are.
There are, as you will know, I don't need to tell you this if you're into emojis, there are thousands of different sorts of things, emojis. A daft word, isn't it?
No, daft word.
It's a daft word.
A daft word, isn't it?
Yeah. And then the worst possible thing that could happen on Radio 4.
We want you to send us your emojis. That's the thing. Or you can simply shout at the radio.
No.
It's great, this, isn't it?
Please don't.
Send us your emojis. That's all it is. Send us your emojis.
Now let's talk to the Prime Minister.
Send us the emojis.
And also, John won't, like, when he gets them on, like, the text screen at Radio 4, he's not going to know what any of them mean or are.
Send me an emoji, would you, Justin, and then I can get some sense of
send
your
you
emotion.
Your daily emoji.
I would love that.
I was just thinking, John, smiley face.
Quite so. I really hope
that, like, a lot of people like just texted in the aubergine emoji.
That's what I mean. It's such an opportunity to send a whole list of emojis that can mean a whole different thing. I would have loved this.
So, send us yours.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
That. And I want to meet her because just from the video, she looks amazing.
I mean, that really is you in a song there.
It really is. In like a 3:40 caption, it says Mills. That's Petit Milieu and Baby Love on BBC Radio 1. Am I doing it French enough?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. It's 7:21. It is Friday morning. And Radio 4 have just started to talk about emojis. This is on their the equivalent of this show yesterday. I'd be quite interested to know if anyone out there is having their parents use emojis in a strange way right now. Like Grimmy was saying yesterday.
It sounds like when it must have come up in front of him, right, next up we're going to talk about emojis, that he must have been absolutely dreading it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can hear it in his voice. Right, next up, emojis. Mm.
Shall we start doing a Follow Friday?
Oh, I mean, that's completely off.
FF? Hello.
So many people's parents are getting involved in this. I introduced my mum to emojis. She thinks the poo with eyes is a Furby.
I love it when they get it a bit wrong.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, there's some great EastEnders news as well coming up. Now, a celebrity has been spotted. Somebody that we've not seen for a very long time. Like a long time. Chris.
So basically, this picture's appeared of said celebrity. It's a very grainy picture, though, so I'm not 100% sure that it's real. But if true, it's a sighting of Adele.
Adele's been sighted, somebody.
Now, I don't want to make this sound like we're comparing Adele to, say, a sighting of the Loch Ness Monster. It is rare. No, it's not the same.
We're not comparing her to that, but it is rare. Where was she spotted?
It's somewhere in London, but as I said, it's a very grainy shot, and it might be a fake. You're never 100% sure, are you, with a picture of Adele?
First time in, what, 2-3 years?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. Emerging from an upscale celebrity haunt. Could be Adele.
To be honest, I've just seen the picture. It could be anyone.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got to say, I mean, even though, I mean, I am blowing my own trumpet, but the first bit of the Knicks tape today.
Oh, is it good?
Oh, it's good.
Nice.
Yeah. Would you like to know exactly where I was when I chose them?
Go on, Em.
I was in my dressing gown on Monday evening.
That's what you do. You like to make an evening of it.
Just, I do, actually. I dressing pour myself
gown,
a glass of wine.
Glass of wine.
Sit there with the list, and I'm like, oh, that's good, oh, that's good.
Normally in front of a roaring fire.
That's right. Even though it's like 23 degrees, still the roaring fire was on.
Class.
Maybe like a brandy afterwards, you know what I mean? Mm. Just a little insight there into my life. But Nick's tape is coming up from 9 o'clock this morning. Megan and Hartford's just been on. Her mum and dad have just discovered emojis this week, and the fist pumps are on all the time. Like, just to each other, her mum and dad just send fist pumps. Slightly embarrassing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Nesta's here. Good morning.
Morning, sir.
So what's going on?
Forget, you know, that D-list celeb Adele. I mean, who is she? A real celeb is about to return to our screens. Get your fluorescent jackets ready and your giant brooms. A star is back.
What? Okay, I'm excited. It's coming up after Fifth Harmony and Kid Ink. Worth It on Radio 1. Give it to me, I'm worth it. A bit of extra brass for you.
That's your new favourite one, isn't it?
So good.
Doesn't really work, but...
Fifth Harmony on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Good morning, this is Scott Mills. It's 7:41. I like the idea that this show is making people cry a bit this morning. Good morning to Zoe. She says, don't get me wrong, I like it when you're on instead of Grimmy if he's away, but just had a little cry thinking I'd massively overslept.
I think it's just that initial panic, yeah, isn't it, when you first wake up.
Don't cry. Fifth Harmony, Worth It. And Nesta is here to tell us what we might have missed. Breaking showbiz news while we were sleeping. What's going on?
Morning, sir. Well, naturally, we're going to, you know, talk about Glastonbury because I guess The Who, Florence, Kanye West, playing for 135,000 people is a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
But first up, and I feel that you're going to have to kill your music, Scott, because we need something more dramatic.
All right, hang on.
Yeah. Because this news, it needs a little bit of the old classic. I mean, this is huge. When I woke up and read this, eyes almost popped out of the bed. Forget oversleeping. Oh. It's the news of the return of Mr. Dean Gaffney to EastEnders.
I mean, huge.
How big is that?
Yeah, it's big news.
It's big.
Glastonbury has suddenly been knocked off all the front pages. Yeah. For anyone that doesn't follow EastEnders or soaps, we're talking about the man that made street sweeping cool. Not that it's not, or it's a job to be looked down on, but the fluorescent jacket. Forget. Seriously, in the 90s, girls wasn't putting up boy bands and you know, film heartthrobs. Forget Brad Pitt. It was
Dean Gaffney.
Fluorescent jacket, even. And brooms. He played Robbie Jackson, obviously, from 93 to 2003. Also, might have known him more recently for being in the Celeb Jungle and wrecking everything.
Yes. I've got this theory that eventually everyone goes back to EastEnders because, if you are, let's say, Bianca, who did go back.
Yes.
Like, what else are you going to do on TV? Because you're always going to be Bianca.
It's true.
Like, I mean, it's massive typecasting, I know. Mm-hmm. But if she turned up in anything else, you'd just be like, oh, it's Bianca.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same, and I'm under that. He's only going to be in for six episodes, though. Unless they kill him off, he'll probably be back when the check runs out again.
Also, another thing I'm obsessed with, look it up. Bianca and Ricky, like, I know they're not real, but the actor and actress that play them.
Patsy and Sid.
Yes, Patsy and Sid. Mm-hmm. Both live in LA.
Do they?
To me, that doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Like, there was a picture in the paper, like, maybe a couple of months ago of them driving down Sunset Boulevard in LA with, like, palm trees.
But EastEnders isn't real. I hate to break that. Mm-hmm.
No, but it's not right. They should be in Wharford on the market. there shouldn't be palm trees.
Nesta, I saw pictures of Dean Gaffney proper larging up in Ibiza recently.
Yeah. Well, he strikes me as a man that knows he's going to be getting some continuous pay for a little while. Doesn't he?
Yeah.
So he's enjoying the celebrity again.
Is he living beyond his means?
If you've never seen Dean in action, an Oscar isn't coming anytime soon, but here he is.
Oh, he's sweet.
Have I done something wrong? Is it because you think I'm just going to forget about you now or something? Because I'm not like that. In fact, I'd really like it if we were to go out together. We can go to the pictures or something.
Mm.
Oh. I don't want to see you ever again.
Sarah!
Just go.
What have I done wrong?
It strikes me as like my end of year school play in primary school, the level of acting.
It's quite GCSE drama, but you know, it was a long time ago.
Oh, come on, he's a bit of a legend.
He's a legend. It's all good. Absolutely.
Just as famous as him was his dog Wellard, who I'm sure you remember. Sadly, Wellard died in 2008, though, so a bit of a downer. But given EastEnders storylines, Wellard could have well fathered some illegitimate pups. Yeah, after drinking at the Queen Vic. So, Dean Gaffney, welcome back. And obviously, I'm sure you'd like to have him on your show. If you're listening, if you're awake, Dean.
He is prime innuendo bingo fodder.
Yeah, absolutely. Innuendo bingo, please.
So I didn't mean to call you fodder, Dean, but
fodder.
But he is good for, like, he'd be perfect for innuendo bingo.
Absolutely. Let's move on to, you know, the big showbiz event of the year. It seems Glastonbury, you guys, I'm guessing, sat in a nice comfy studio. You're not going?
Nah.
No, just
we're
like
not washing. We're not going to wash, if that's any consolation.
Oh, so you're going to live Glastonbury at home?
Yeah.
Kind of.
I'm already starting to be able to smell myself, and I quite like it.
Get the wet wipes out. But 135,000 people will be. Obviously, it kicks off at 11 a.m. properly today, and the big debate is who's going to be the secret acts. Loads of names being touted. You know, we've got Bastille, we've got Taylor Swift is in the country, we've got Fleetwood Mac. Anyone you guys would really want to see?
Dean Gaffney.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Him might be nice.
On the pyramid stage.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Bewitched, something like that.
Oh, yeah, could
just
be done.
Just something really left field. Where Emily Eva says, you know, keeping it a closely guarded secret is amazing considering social media and everything like that. And we're also told, as I mentioned yesterday, Kim Kardashian, the odds have now dropped even lower that she might appear on stage.
But what would she actually do?
So that could probably happen. Twerk.
It's going to be just like one of those PAs in a club, isn't it? It's going to stand out and wave.
It's like when Joey Essex turns up at Oceana and just goes,
"Yeah,
all right, everyone!" Yeah. And then goes.
That's it.
It's the same.
Press play, the Kanye West instrumental, and then she walks off. She doesn't need to do much.
Just do like a queen wave and then go off.
It'll be a selfie, won't it? That'll be it.
That'll be amazing, yeah. Just for Instagram. Talking of power couples, Kim and Kanye, we know, are a power couple, but the most powerful couple on Earth now, Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris.
On Earth.
Maybe on the showbiz earth that I live on planet showbiz, because for the first time in years they've knocked off Beyonce and Jay-Z as the most powerful couple. Combined they're worth 93 million compared to B and Jay-Z's measly 70 million.
Oh.
So there you have it.
Peasants.
we just called Beyonce and Jay-Z peasants.
I was just about to say, you said that, not me.
And called Dean Gaffney fodder.
And without insulting anyone, Jason Statham, who's acting I absolutely adore, by the way, Jason, if you're listening, has just confirmed there will be a Fast and Furious 8, which makes me think, when will this end? Will it be mobility scooters in Fast and Furious like 56?
So there is going to be an 8.
Yes.
And with the Glastonbury thing, so there is going to be an announcement that there is going to be someone replacing, right, today?
Yes, at about 11 a.m. we're expecting to hear lots of news.
Nobody knows,
though. Not even the band performing, though. They're just going to get the call and have to rock up.
Thanks very much, Nesta.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Claire Boarding sat behind you.
I know.
Just saying.
It's a tricky one, this.
How you feeling?
I just, I've got to be careful what I say, because
she sat right behind you, just drinking from her huge flask of coffee.
I shook her hand when I should have curtsied.
Yes,
I think
you
that's
did.
the first mistake I've made.
Her eyes are now boring into your back.
I know.
That's right, isn't it, Claire?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just judging you.
It's quite intimidating. Yeah. I feel like I'm on my driving exam again. This is what it feels like.
Yeah, okay. Like
tense.
Yeah, it's tense, because I think with Claire, I think you've got about, I would say, less than 3 minutes to impress. Now, it was 10 before, but 3 minutes, and then it's like, you're off.
I'm
glad that we met the other night, otherwise I'd be feeling the same as you do right now. But luckily I've got like a head start. But I'm saying 3 minutes, and then if she doesn't respect you or like you, she will ignore you for the rest of the chat.
Which actually I completely understand.
Yeah, absolutely. We are honoured with the presence of Claire Balding.
BBC Radio 1. Daily.
Good morning, properly, to Claire Balding.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Very good.
Your get-up. You look like you sort of look like a ball boy, actually, this morning, in your little blue shorts and hoodie.
Yeah, a little bit,
Thought you'd done that just for me.
Slightly older ball boy, yeah.
Yeah.
Claire Balding, it was so nice to meet you the other night, properly, for the first time.
Oh.
And I'm kind of glad that I got that opportunity before this morning.
Why?
Because I feel like we've already warmed up.
Yes, we have.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I went straight out and gave you a hug and said, I'm coming in on Friday.
Yeah.
Which was good, because then you knew I'd remembered.
You're both very friendly to each other.
Yes.
First thing that Claire said was like, I'm coming on your show on Friday. I was like, yeah, you are. So obviously you've been the face and voice of some huge moments for the BBC. And you have this way, I think, of making events sound absolutely epic.
Darkness here across the Black Sea and on the south coast of Russia. We are live in Sochi and just moments away from the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympic Games, the 22nd Olympiad. The athletes get the chance to take centre stage and they can rewrite history over the next 16 days of glorious sport.
See, even like, I know it's not happening now, but that still makes me
I'm excited now as well. That took me right back to Russia.
Do you write that stuff?
Yes, I do. In sport, nobody writes it for us, believe me.
Right, yeah.
And we don't have autocue because obviously everything changes all the time.
Yeah.
So you have got to slightly come up with these lines. And I find, I slightly, I
take the view that you won't really remember exactly what I say unless I get it really wrong, but you will remember the way I made you feel.
Yes.
So my point is, if I can put enough energy into it and if I can make it sound really exciting, you'll be excited too.
So you mean, I'm sure this isn't the case, but you'll just make stuff up and say it with confidence.
No, of course not. No, never.
But I mean, whatever it is, keep doing it, please, because it is epic. And you've been there, obviously, for so many great events at the 2012 Olympics. You've been with us for the Commonwealth Games. You've been there for us, the Grand National and the Paralympics and Sports Personality of the Year. And this.
My favourite winner was a few years ago, a dog called Fabulous Willy, who is a Tibetan Terrier and became the first TT to win Crufts.
TT, see that? Yeah.
Because Fabulous Willy, the dog, was the grandfather of my dog Archie.
And I
actually, because I get quite emotional at major sporting events, and you know, if people I know are being successful, I can get quite choked up, or if somebody else is being emotional. When Fabulous Willy won Crufts, I cried. And as I went to interview, you know, the owner and the guy who handles him, don't go there. I started to get my voice just totally went up. Oh, well done, Mr. Fabulous.
I love it. That must be fun doing crafts.
Oh, it's hysterical.
Is it?
Yes. It really is. Yes.
I got caught up in it this year, actually.
I know.
It was when there was all that scandal stuff.
Oh,
going
well,
on.
Yeah. It was a big story.
It was all
this
very
year.
Serious.
That's
at one
because
point.
Claire made it emotive for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Exactly. That's why.
Yeah,
it was a big story.
I loved also the Winter Olympics, but it was just you and a camera in Russia, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, pretty much.
Was that kind of a step down from the massive studios of London 2012?
I made the best of it, Scott.
I know you did.
Yes.
Because you had an actual shopping trolley.
I did.
And someone pushed it round
to
you.
This was so good.
Which was a balding highlight.
I loved my shopping trolley.
Yeah.
And then got loads of messages afterwards from people saying, have you brought the shopping trolley home with you? And then getting upset with me that, no, of course I hadn't brought the shopping trolley home. And did I know where it was? No, it's a shopping trolley. I have no idea.
Now, at the time on the show, we decided to make a small compilation of all the times you talked about the trolley. Would you like to hear that?
You did this at the time.
We did this on the show, yeah.
Welcome to Today at the Games. We are here with my trusty trolley, which means that we can go all around Olympic Park. We are here. The trolley is here. Our trusty shopping trolley.
I know it's just a trolley. Seriously, though, it's got a life of its own.
Just behind our lovely trolley, which is back in action today, this is our very glamorous shopping trolley that we've borrowed. And leading the way, of course, our trusty trolley.
Trolley. Trolley.
Lovely trolley. Trusty trolley. Shopping trolley. I mean, honestly, we're walking around with a shopping trolley. It's been the star of these games. A group of Russians gathered around the trolley.
They loved it.
But also when the four-man Bob, when they'd finished their competition, I think they finished fifth. Anyway, they come down to the park for the first time because they've been away competing up the mountain. Come down to the park. They come to see me for an interview and they don't really want to talk to me at all. They want a photo with the trolley.
Right.
Absolutely.
So they gather around it like it's a Bob, you know, so as if they're going about to push it down the mountain.
But you had all your stuff there, like cameras, microphones, lights,
everything,
scripts, makeup. It was all in the shopping trolley.
It had little plastic sides on it as well. Matt Wayne, who was my floor manager out there and actually going to work on the show with me at Wimbledon as well, he had developed these little plastic holders so I could put a bottle of water in there.
Can we get a trolley for Wimbledon? Can it come back, or was it of its time?
I think it was of its time.
Yeah. And also, I noticed, like, towards the end, you did almost start talking to the trolley.
Totally. Oh, the trolley was my friend, but you do go a little bit mad at the end of a major event, and you've been away for a long time.
Yeah.
And yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So Wimbledon starts on Monday. Exciting.
The draw is out this morning, actually, at 10, which is quite exciting.
Is it?
Yeah, and then we know who Murray might get in the semis because he's ranked three, well, seeded three. He's ranked three in the world, but he's seeded three, so he'll either get Djokovic or Federer in the semi-finals. Depending.
So they're saying that Murray's on the best form he's ever been, right? So, and he won Queens.
Yes.
So he won Wimbledon 2 years ago. Could this be his year, Claire Borden?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely, yes. Okay. I think so.
You're expecting a longer answer there, weren't you?
Sorry, I could go into great detail, and it does slightly depend on the draw. And obviously, Djokovic is the big,
He's the grass court player. He loves grass.
Sure.
Murray does, yes.
Murray loves grass.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad that you're guiding me through this, because I'm going to know so much more
you
within
are.
The next 10 minutes.
Okay.
We're going to actually be there on the final Friday. We're doing the...
Oh, for the men's semi-finals?
Yeah,
oh,
the men's semis. We're doing this show from there. Will you be around or are you there
in
the evening?
No, I'm there most of the day, and then the show that I'm doing, the highlights show, starts at 8:30 week one, so next week, and then 8 o'clock from the second Tuesday onwards. Okay. But mainly the show I'm on, which is going to have a live audience, is really all about John McEnroe.
Okay.
It's about John McEnroe, and I will be a little bit terrified, as you felt earlier, Chris, when I was staring at the back of your head.
Yeah,
that's how I will feel with John McEnroe.
Can I just ask, by the way, how is Chris doing? Has he made a good impression?
Chris seems fine. He was very polite to me. He was talking to me during the song. Yes.
Yes, I noticed that you were talking.
He was bonding actually with me over dogs.
Yes, yeah.
and racing because you're at Windsor.
Well, I'm just fascinated by it. Well, it seems everyone. Everyone knows and loves you, Claire Bordin. Like, like Liam from One Direction, for example.
My friend Liam.
Your friend Liam.
Well, we did this. I was filming at Queen's before Queen's started, and actually, I'm a little bit disappointed in Andy Murray that he didn't name check me in his victory speech, because he gave all the credit to Amelie Maresmo, like that she'd coached him, where actually I had done. So I've gone to Queen's to do this film for UNICEF with Jack Whitehall, Andy Murray, and I turned around and I said to Jack, "Who's the guy who looks like Stan Wawrinka, who just won the French Open?" Mm. And I said, "You know, that's a bit mean to get a Stan Wawrinka lookalike here, because like Andy might take offence." Jack said, "That's Liam from One Direction." Yes, I knew he was doing this. So we did. No, he was really nice. I didn't say it to him, obviously, and clearly I'm now counting on the fact that he's not listening this morning. But
so did you speak to Liam?
I did. Yeah, we played tennis together. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Is he following you on Twitter?
Yeah. I don't think
so.
I've no
idea. Must
be.
That's got to happen.
No, I don't think so.
That's so good.
But I was coaching Andy Murray because I was meant to play the role of somebody who thinks that they're the best tennis player in the world, which I can play that role.
Yeah. Because, how are you, at tennis? That's a question.
Absolutely amazing.
Are you?
Incredible. Oh, I would have won, you know, 15 Grand Slam titles, given the chance, but obviously I decided.
Just wrong place, wrong time, Claire.
Wrong place, wrong time, yeah.
That's what it is.
And skirts, you know, the little dress is not really my thing, so that cramped my style. Yeah. But other than that, in my head, I'm a fantastic player. So I told Andy Murray, I thought he should be a little more aggressive, I thought he should work on a second serve, I thought he should try a single-handed backhand, because I'd noticed that had gone very well for Wawrinka, particularly. Mm. And he took all that on board, and then goes and wins Queens again and doesn't mention me.
Can I ask a question? Is there any sport that you don't know about?
Football.
Right. Mm. That's it.
That's it. Men's football. But I mean, I'm watching the Women's World Cup because I'm hugely supporting in England. I was playing Canada in the quarterfinals on Monday, late, 12:30. And I know how it works, you know, and I understand the offside rule. I mean, it's not that difficult, but I don't really follow football.
Right.
You know, that's like you, Mills, isn't it? That's exactly where you're at with
exactly
it. Like, you'll
same.
Come watch a game with me in the pub, but it's more to show me support.
It's like, more to show you support. Yes. And also, I do, even though if I don't really know what's going on, I do get, a bit like Wimbledon, I get scooped up in the excitement
that's
of it.
That's it. And I think you've got, and that's why the major events do suddenly get a whole load of interest from people who wouldn't necessarily watch, you know, tennis or football or whatever, week in, week out. But the exciting thing, along with having to work with John McEnroe, I also get to work with Tim Henman, who's lovely, really lovely and funny, and Pat Cash, who I think will basically want to play guitar. But we're going to try and get Martina Navratilova will be on, and Marin Bartoli's there. Oh, and Andy Roddick is part of our team this year. But I want them to do some little demonstrations. So instead of the trolley, we're going to have like a little demo area. So I want to know things like how do you execute the perfect drop shot?
You should get involved in the
Or how do you slide? You know when Djokovic slides?
Yeah.
Wait, how? How is he doing that? And has he got special shoes? Have they actually got little wheels under there that let him slide?
I've got a question. Do you think, and I mean, I think Tim Henman's a legend, but do you think he ever gets a bit jealous of Andy Murray?
No.
No, not at all?
Well, no. I think maybe regretful of the number of times that he had to face Sampras in the semi-final.
Yeah.
And if it hadn't been Sampras, he'd have got to the final.
But you know, we were chatting the other night, you were saying that Henman is really, like,
He's
funny.
Really funny guy. Yes, he is.
Okay. Also, I still love how genuinely excited you get about sport. And you were saying the other night that Wimbledon is one of those things which it's when you're there, it's so intense.
Yeah, and I do think there are some sports that are better on the telly. And I'm not saying that just to make people watch the telly, but there are other sports where actually being up close to it is incredible. So you go for a day at the races. If you actually get down next to the course and you you can hear and feel the horses coming, this amazing thunder. But also looking at them in the paddock, they are beautiful animals. They're just lovely. Tennis is great life because of the sound of it. Mm. So on the telly, you've got commentary, you know, quite a lot of the time. But when you're there, courtside, as you will be, Scott.
I know.
And obviously they'll think you are a ball boy.
Yeah.
When you're there,
especially in these
you're
shorts.
Here.
Ball man.
ball man.
I'm a man, not a boy.
I'm a ball man.
But you'll hear the sound of it is incredible, and you actually hear the ball hit the sweet spot as well. You know, and that's amazing. You think, great shot. But you know, all the
But I think tennis is the one thing when it's on TV. It is one of the only sports where you do genuinely have parties of people at home, watching it, and every point is tense.
Well,
it doesn't get boring. It's tense,
but it's also all been part of not just our lives but our education, because how many of us have not got the A-level results we should have done because of Wimbledon.
That's a fair point.
So your show starts, is it Monday evening?
Monday evening, 8:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where can we watch that,
quite
Claire?
Quite nervous. We can watch that on BBC Two.
Exciting.
But I'm quite nervous, but I'm just, you know, I am just the facilitator for Pat Cash, John McEnroe, Tim Henman, Martina Navratilova. It's not a bad cast of people to have around you.
Huge.
So, you know, I just say hello and welcome. And instead of my trolley, I have John McEnroe.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Good. Perfect. OK, well, we'll see you on Men's Semis Day then. Please come and join us on this show that morning.
Can I?
I would love that.
All right.
Thank you so much, Claire.
Thanks, Scott.
Good to see you this morning.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Good morning. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Grimmies in Glastonbury, probably. Alexa Chung hired a 15-seater minivan, and they're all going there today. I'm saying that Kate Moss is also on it. I don't know. I'm just speculating. Probably Lily Allen. Probably a touch of the Makita Olivers.
But 15 spaces to fill. Who else is on there? Cara Delevingne?
Possibly. Maybe even Poppy Delevingne.
Poppy Delevingne.
Now, loads of people are going to Glastonbury. A lot of people there already. Most of us aren't. But we'll listen to it on Radio 1 all weekend, and we'll watch it on BBC TV. Now, if this was 2005, by now I'd be asking you to put a tent up in your living room and watch it on TV and make it feel like you're there. Hello! But we've come up with a brand new way to really feel like you are at Glastonbury. Don't wash. That's right, I'm asking you to not wash for Glastonbury. Don't wash for Glastonbury. I'm planning on doing it. I mean, I had a shower this morning. You didn't, so you're already ahead of the game.
Yeah, it's a weird one, this. Like, when you first suggested this slightly earlier, I thought to myself, this is a horrendous idea.
Mm.
But actually, it will make a bit of a club of it, won't it? And it does make the experience slightly more authentic.
So who's up for it? Let us know on 81199, and we can maybe call you on Monday morning just to see how that's going and how you're reeking.
I mean, it's a tricky one, especially if you've got other plans for, say, Saturday night. Let's say you're going on a date or something like that.
Just dry shampoo it, mate.
And Mills has encouraged you not to wash.
Just a gentleman wash.
That's allowed.
I think that's probably best for everybody. But like, don't have a proper shower or bath. That's what I'm saying. Or maybe we just go all out and we just don't do anything. Wet wipe, is that allowed?
Well, surely it's the same rules as Glastonbury. There's no reason why you know, whatever this dry shampoo is that you talk about, and wet wipes shouldn't be allowed.
They won't be washing at Glastonbury, so let's not do it.
Fine. The Scott
Mills Daily. Hashtag don't wash for Glastonbury, that's now a thing. Several stars are getting on board already. Good morning, Matthew.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you, please?
I'm actually in Liverpool at the minute.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm window cleaning at the minute.
Okay, are you not washing for Glastonbury? What's your question?
Well, I do have a question, actually. I can't pretend to go on the Saturday, so does that mean I can wash on the Saturday if I'm only pretending to go on the Sunday?
Okay, yes.
Good point.
Yes, but then you're not allowed to watch Kanye on TV.
Oh, right.
Okay,
right,
so that's the rule. So it's up to you, like, wash or no wash is up to you, but
well,
absolutely no Kanye West.
If I do a catch-up, can I not wash that day then?
That's an interesting point as well.
It's making my head fizzy.
Thing is, I think what all we're saying is just don't wash this weekend.
Yeah.
If we just keep it simple like that, it'll help everyone out.
To be honest, Matt, you're making it more complicated than it needs to be.
Yeah.
Just
what
don't
about
wash.
Wet wipes? You didn't clarify wet wipes. Was that
he's all about the rules, this one.
Wet wipes is fine. Just like maybe under the arms and anywhere else you need to do it.
The usual places.
Yeah, usual places. You get me. Hashtag don't wash for Glastonbury. We're all doing it. Let's pretend like we're there this weekend. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills.
Daily.
Hashtag don't wash for Glastonbury. I'm not going to. Had a shower this morning. That'll do, I think, till like Monday night, I believe. Mm. That was Omi and Cheerleader. It's good to see some of the stars are getting in touch, getting on board. Professor Green, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you all right? You're not going to Glasgow, are you?
I'm not, no. Millie's cousin, Chloe, is marrying her fiancé, Charlie, tomorrow. So no Glastonbury for me. This is where it gets awkward, though, because I'm going to go to a wedding without having wash now. I've kind of signed myself up for this.
I loved it that as soon as we said it on air, you were straight on going, I'm on board, even though you've got a wedding this weekend.
It's not that I'm jealous or envious of anyone going to Glastonbury. Yeah. Why would I be at Glastonbury? It's probably going to rain. Yeah. It'll be muddy.
It's going to be rubbish.
Mud ruins it. It's no fun if it's muddy, because Glastonbury's never muddy. But it's fun.
Also, can you ask Millie if she's up for not washing as well, please, till at least Monday evening?
Mills, are you going to skip washing till Monday evening?
No, that's disgusting.
Okay, that's disgusting.
Okay, good. Alright, well, at least you're going to do it. Like, I thought, like, couples that don't wash together stay together and all that, but, you know, whatever.
It's going to be
so awkward at the wedding, though.
I'm not going to sit next to you.
Okay, I think
it's
we... Okay, good.
Cheers for the domestic.
Yeah, all right, good. I think we've created a live domestic there, so I'll leave you to it, pro.
Take care, mate.
Love you both. Okay. The Scott Mills Daily. Those are the best bits of Friday's breakfast show. We are back on Monday morning in for Grimmy from 6:30.